Good morning, Facebook, and good morning, YouTube. Today is the 26th of December, 2019. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Well, we know where that somewhere beyond the blue is. That's the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. The angels will welcome me through heaven's open door. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Well, throughout history, there have been those who have not been, they have not felt at home in this world. And it was a work of the Holy Spirit in their lives to cause them to see how vain and empty this world is. Solomon in his later life saw the futility of it all when he said, "Vanity, vanity, all is vanity," saith the preacher. But Christ has always had his sheep. He says in John 10:27-28, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life," not temporary life, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." And we're also told in Philippians 1:6 that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Well, also we see in Jude the great proclamation in the 24th and 25th verses. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Well, you know, I've been thinking a lot about our proper relationship with others, how we are to demonstrate ourselves to others, and many times we do fail. You know, behold, all things have become new. He says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now here's a very interesting passage of Scripture. In Galatians 6:8-10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. There's a lot in that scripture. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. That's quite a verse. Now, again, we have to really think about, what is it to do good unto all men? What is it to do good unto the household of faith? Well, it is telling them the truth, but it's also showing a kind spirit. A kind spirit. I haven't always done that. Not to be vindictive. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Also, realize that anything that we have, we've been given. So there's no boasting. Where we've been given it all. Anything that we have has been given to us as it relates to the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. And so we have to think about our attitudes towards other people, our attitudes towards those of the household of faith. We also need to focus on our what is important. What's important? Paul had his focus sharply defined. And the older I get, the more I sense that Paul's focus has become my focus. The Apostle Paul's focus was on Christ and Him crucified. You know, you can never go wrong with focusing on the crucified Christ. Welcome aboard, Joshua West. The Apostle Paul's focus was on Christ and Him crucified. The Apostle Paul told this beautiful story until they killed him and he died. This should be our focus for our remaining days, to tell the wondrous story how Christ came for sinners to save. It's easy to get off track and focus on other things, like baptisms and fellowship dinners and how the choir sings. But there's nothing more important that the Christian should do than proclaiming that Christ was crucified, and proclaim it to the world too. We know that we cannot add or subtract from the bride of Christ. But preaching the gospel like Paul should for us suffice. So let's not pretend we're proclaiming Christ and Him crucified when we're never telling the world that for sinners He did die. Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory, honor, and power. Christ has put all things under His feet. Praise God for the mercy seat. Welcome aboard, Troy Sharborough. To think that Christ sits in glory interceding for me should give me enough reason to praise and honor the Son for dying on the cross and proclaiming that the work of salvation is done. So the older I get, the more I see our focus should be upon Christ, upon His completed work on the cross, on the fact that He came into the world to save sinners. He came to save His people from their sins, that He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. By His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all of his people. You know, all the elect are like Peter. Peter denied his Lord three times and swore he never knew him. But he had been chosen before time began. Satan has desired to sift you, and you will turn away. But Christ said, I have prayed for you, and you will be Okay. Full of fear and anger, Peter denied he knew the Son of God. How many times have we denied him too? Satan has desired to sift us as well. But the good news is, if Christ has prayed for us, we will never suffer hell. All we like sheep have gone astray, turning every one to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all of his people. So if the Father hath given us to his Son, when asked by Christ, "Lovest thou me?" our answer can only be, "Because thou hast prayed for me." Our only hope is in the work of Jesus Christ, not because we've done anything nice. Well, like I said, the older I get, the more I can see that our focus needs to be on Christ and not on me. You know, nothing in my hands I bring, only to thy cross I cling. Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure, safe from wrath and make me sure. Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Welcome aboard, Anna Maria Delindo Manilow. Glad to have you with us this morning. Scripture tells us that all men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract between the Father and the Son. The work Christ did do, dying on the cross, the work is finished too. The perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung upon that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying there for me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior who granted me this loving, eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead, even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. I now can joyfully sing to my Lord and King, who through his perfect sacrifice, my eternal life, did bring. Well, is your testimony this morning, all glory to the Lamb? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power, wisdom and might. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit working by his eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that Christ would die. And Christ was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by Christ's eternal love. Well, I hope that you have a wonderful day today, and that God would shower his grace upon you. And let us always remember the fact that if we're one of God's people, for sinners saved by grace. Let it be understood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Just like the Apostle Paul said, I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel, rugged tree and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. Welcome aboard, Billy Trent. Welcome. Glad to have you with us this morning. And also glad to have Eva Indies with us this morning as well. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show. When I deserved to be cast into hell, there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity, for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. Yes, the older I get, the more I see that our focus should be on Christ and the great gift that he gave to all of his people by dying on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, raising from the dead, seated at the right hand of the Father, coming again for us. Man is searching for peace and joy. But can't find it in material things. He goes to church and listens to the choir sing. No, the only peace and joy is found in Christ, who created the worlds and paid the price. To secure eternal redemption for his sheep, this purchased salvation brings joy and peace. When God's people meet around his throne to praise and worship Christ the Lamb, there will be no doubt of the peace and joy then, found only in the great I Am. Amen. Troy, I am with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for saving a sinner like me. What a hope we have. What a hope we have. This world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels will welcome me through heaven's open door. We don't feel at home in this world anymore. Well, may the good Lord bless you today is my prayer. God bless.